The Book of Enoch, translated by R. H. Charles. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me, and from them I heard everything. And from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one which is for to come. Concerning the elect I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, the God of the world. And the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be a judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and the light of God shall shine upon them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and will convict all flesh of all that the sinners and ungodly have wrought and ungodly committed against him. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3, verse 1. Observe and see how, in the winter, all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees, which do not lose their foliage but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4, verse 1. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it. And you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun, and the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth, or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit, wherefore give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained so is it done. And behold how the seas and the rivers together accomplish their task. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O, ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall ye execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your name for an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and they will evermore execrate you as sinners, you together will, all other sinners. But for the elect there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. But upon you, ye ungodly, there will be execration. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride, but they who are wise shall be humble nor fall again into sin. And they will not be punished all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life, and their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied, in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Samjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200, who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon, and they called it Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders, Samjaza, their leader, Urakab, Ramil, Kakabiel, Tamiel, Ramuel, Danel, Zakalo, Sarak, Ujal, Asiel, Armaros, Badriel, Enani, Zakibi, Samzaviel, Sarteril, Turil, Jamjiel, Arizjil. These are their chiefs of tens, and all the others were with them. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them, and they taught them charms and enchantments, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds, and beasts, and reptiles, and fish, and to devour one another's flesh, and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And Azazel taught men to make swords, and knives, and shields, and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets, and ornaments, and the use of antimony, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Amizarak taught all the enchanters, and root cutters, Armaros the resolving of enchantments, Burgal taught astrology, Kakeul the signs, and Tamil taught astrology, and Ezrattel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 11. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, The earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, Bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, the throne of thy glory, standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Blessed and glorious art thou. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things. and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Samjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. The Book of Enoch, Nayland Media LLC, Kindle Edition.